Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We'd love to hear from you and connect you up with some of the things, some of the people, initiatives that are that we're creating airtime for. As well, there's a little e-news that goes out. You can subscribe to that. We promise we won't spam you. I tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today, Wayne Ford. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Rick.
Fantastic. Former Novocastrian, now residing down in Melbourne, CEO of Peacewise.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, some of us up here in the Hunter might wonder, why on earth would you go to Melbourne? But anyway.
I've wondered that myself a few times, let me tell you.
Anyway, you're doing a big thing, and Peacewise is a great initiative. Just for our listeners, some people may have heard of it and others may not, might be news for them. Just share a little bit around Peacewise. What is it?
Yeah, look, Peacewise is a Christian organization helping people try to do conflict in healthy ways. We want to be able to think about, Jesus talks about this idea of living as a peacemaker. And we just really want to be able to help people of every age be able to do that, really.
Yeah, I love it. Actually, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God.
Yeah.
And so there's great blessing with peacemaking, but it's not the easiest deal. I mean, navigating conflict.
No. And I think that's part of our experience, right, is that conflict's something we all face. We often talk about the idea of everyday conflict, which are all the niggles we have, whether it's at home or at work or driving the car. It's all of those niggles. And the problem is, a lot of the time, is we just respond to those moments out of reflex. It's the stuff we learned growing up around how to respond to conflict. It might be some professional background. It might be it worked once, or we've seen it on TV, so we try it. But often people haven't actually stepped back to say, what are some really healthy, good principles that we can apply into those spaces that will hopefully redirect the conflicts, not into something that becomes disasters, but actually even opportunities. And that's a big part of what we're wanting to do.
Yeah, I mean, we all, particularly when it's personal, we can tend to be defensive and attacking and all sorts of different things. I must admit, I've had my experiences in the past. Probably not that too long ago, actually.
Yeah. I think we all have. We've all been there.
And so it's in the workplace, it's in the church, it's in wherever you are, and in the family home, in marriages, it's prolific.
Yeah.
And so building our capacity on how to deal with conflict's a big deal. I mean, it's exactly why you guys exist.
Yeah, totally.
To help equip and enable people to better navigate conflict and help others in it.
Yeah.
So I'm told that that was one of the catalytic questions that led you to there. How can I better navigate conflict?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a question which has sort of sat with us, and kind of the birthing of Peacewise. Actually, for a little bit of the insight into Peacewise was actually birthed by seven lawyers meeting together and saying, there's got to be a better way than litigation. And they, as they came together, they looked at Jesus and went, I think Jesus got something to say into this space. And so that sort of gave rise to Peacewise. But a big part of it has been trying to equip people with an understanding of what Jesus has to say about how we do relationships in healthy ways. And so there's a framework, some tools that help to sort of unpack that for people.
I mean, it's brilliant how you guys have morphed and adapted to, you know, primarily it started out as adult coaching, training, equipping, empowering, but now it even leans into children and youth.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. Lean into that one a little bit and share.
Yeah. I mean, it's been really exciting for us. We did, for a number of years in our early days, we were sort of focused around training adults, but then we sort of this question, sort of again, it was this other question that emerged of what would life look like if we'd learnt these skills when we were young? Hmm. And we often hear that in our training. People do the training. He said, man, if only I'd done this 5 years ago, it would have saved my marriage. If only I'd done this 5 years ago, it would have saved my job. Like there's all this sort of sense, I wish I knew it earlier. And so that gave rise to what's become known for us as Peacewise Kids and Peacewise Youth, which is all of the material that we've taught to adults for a number of years. We've taken the same framework, the same tools, but teach them in age-appropriate ways for children as young as 4 years old all the way up. And wow. So that's allowed us to do some really special things, particularly in the context of schools and churches, where we've got all generations present, to be able to introduce common language, framework, approaches that means that the default for people isn't when they get into conflict trying to get someone else to solve it for them, but actually have language and frameworks and tools that means that they can resolve it themselves. And so conflict doesn't escalate. It doesn't become this unruly thing that destroys people, but actually in a strange way, it actually deepens relationships and actually builds this sort of unique culture, really, that's orientated, that's not fearful of conflict, but it's able to manage it in healthy and distinctive ways.
That's brilliant. That's an interesting thought, that conflict has the potential to strengthen relationship rather than destroy.
Yeah, and that's certainly, we see this over and over again. We get lots of stories back to us, obviously, and time again, we hear these stories of relationships that were there, that there's been a disagreement, there's been some sort of conflict, but through the process of actually coming back together again, using these healthy sort of tools and frameworks, it actually leaves it in stronger spots. There's a resilience there. There's a depth of understanding of who each other are. And it's that kind of common shared story that actually builds a strength and a depth to relationships that's not there on the other side.
I mean, so the byproduct is not just individuals, but I mean, when you talk about children, obviously it's the family unit.
Family unit, and just play it forward, right? It's the family unit now, but fast forward that into their employment, into their relationships, into their marriages, into the communities that they're part of. I was sitting on the lounge the other day with my daughter. I've got a daughter who's 10 years old, and she's done some of the Peacewise Kids stuff. And she said, oh, when I get into fights with my friend now, I walk away and I take the time to consider what have I done to kind of contribute to this, and how might I say sorry as well? And it's just this reshifting of, rather than just demanding and fighting out of their own spot, it's I can own some of this. I can actually meet, I can compromise as well.
Yeah, that's very powerful. Your self-reflection and our part in the equation can be, in the heat of the moment, can be quickly overlooked.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you're just joining us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest today, Wayne Ford, is the CEO of Peacewise, and tremendous initiative, faith-based initiative, educating, equipping, empowering, enabling people to navigate conflict, which none of us are immune to, that's for sure. And entire school communities, church communities, family units. What's it look like, Wayne, for a school community to engage?
Yeah, for a school community engaged, for example, it looks like we sort of talk about three areas in a school community. Typically, a school community has the student population, there's the staff population, and then there's the family population, or parents and around it. And so often in the context of schools, we'll meet first of all with the staff, and we help to introduce them to biblical peacemaking. Often we talk about the idea that it's hard to teach what you don't already practice. And so we believe in sort of equipping the staff around that. And then the staff are then able to use Peacewise Kids and Peacewise Youth to equip the students in understanding peacemaking. That's often done in the classroom, in the church communities. It's done through sort of kids' church and that kind of stuff. And then separately to that, we want to engage the parents as well. And so there's information flyers and tools and so on that are shared with the parents, but we also invite them to be able to do the training themselves as well. And so you're able to then engage each part of the community, and over a period of time, you build this common language, common approach right across each of those elements. And often we've seen, we're working with schools for a number of years now, and what we see is parents coming to the school on the back of saying, we've heard you do relationships differently. Parents have come in and stayed with the school because they've seen of the unique way that student disagreements have been resolved, and even disagreements between staff and parents, for example, are resolved.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I mean, obviously creating peace and it includes apologies and so on. And, probably being guilty myself of not the best apologies, the right intention, but it hasn't come out right. But you coach people through that a little bit, the seven A's of an apology. Touch on them ones.
Yeah, so one of the tools that we have is a tool that we refer to as the seven A's of apology. So we all know that a good apology changes everything, right? But conversely, a bad apology, man, it can make a situation even worse. And so we've got this tool that we use, which is called the seven A's of apology. And it's just a simple sort of, tool. And so the seven A's are, if I run through them really quickly, the first one is that we want to address everybody involved in the conflict. Often in a conflict, you say sorry to the person you've been arguing with, but there could have been a ripple. And we want to make sure the apologies to everyone. We want to avoid if, buts, and maybes. They're pretty much, they kill apologies. They tend to shift the blame onto the other person instead of just owning what's yours to own. We want to make sure that we admit specifically what we've done. We love being vague, right, in our apologies. I'm really sorry for what happened the other day. But if we're able to be specific, we help the other person understand that we know what we've done. Hmm. So we want to admit specifically. We want to acknowledge the hurt that's been caused as much as we're able. We want to be able to acknowledge that it's not a get out of jail free card in saying sorry. So we want to acknowledge that we accept the consequences as well. Hmm. And then we want to make some commitments to alter our behavior moving forward. Now, we might make mistakes, obviously, but we want to be able to say, we know we've gone this wrong. We don't want to do it again in the future. We're going to be committed to altering our behavior. And the last part, which is an interesting one, and often people struggle with a little bit, is we also want to ask for forgiveness. Hmm. Now, at the end of the apology, asking for forgiveness obviously isn't something that can be demanded. They don't have to accept your apology. They don't have to forgive you. But asking for forgiveness from the other person invites them to join with you in restoring the relationship. And often it can be done through a question. I would like to ask for your forgiveness. I accept that it might not be possible right now, but if it's able in the future, I would love that so that we could continue to grow or restore our relationship. It's a lovely way of actually rounding out the apology and inviting the other person to join in that space. Rather than, because sometimes if you don't ask that question, what ends up happening is that it's this sort of awkward silence, right? It's like you've said the sorry, and then often a very Aussie way of doing it is then, don't worry about it. But that's a lie. we do worry about it because that's why we're apologizing. And so asking that question helps to avoid that sort of easy dismissal, makes it real and invites it to say it's significant. We want to acknowledge that. Let's join so we can move forward together. Really simple tool. That's a really quick overview. We unpack that a lot more in our training, obviously, but it's a really helpful tool. So
it's brilliant. Last couple of minutes we've got, because there is a training coming up on November 1 at Mayfield Baptist Church, Everyday Peacemaking. What might people learn in this seminar?
Yeah, look, in the seminar, it's a great way to start. We encourage everyone to come along to it. You learn the basic framework that we sort of teach, which is God, me, you, us, four-step process for us to filter conflict through and understand what's going on. We introduce a number of tools like the seven A's. We've got another one called the four promises of forgiveness and helping us understand what forgiveness is. We've got some negotiation tools as well as a framework for thinking positively around conflict as an opportunity rather than as a disaster. So there's a bunch of tools that we introduce. It's an interactive day, so it's not just us talking. We actually invite people to kind of process through in their own time and confidentially by themselves, but reflect on potentially conflict in their own lives and what applying this might change and how it might change it. And we've had amazing results from these training of people coming along and seeing marriages restored on the back of it because of sort of insights that they've gained from it. We've heard about the difference it's made in sort of workplace scenarios, even for people who have had significant conflict in the past that has kind of had it run its course, but the impact of that still sits on them. Doing the training has often, we find, helps people process that conflict and understand it in new ways. And that's so brilliant, I could have done this maybe differently, but I at least understand all that now. And
that's brilliant. Really, really. Yeah, I mean, for everyone, really. I mean, the worker, the employer, the pastor, the teacher, the parent, the sibling, the kids, everything. Really well. Well, Wayne, it's been great having you on the program, shedding a bit of light on this. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Absolutely.
It's a great blessing with peacemaking. And might we lean into it, learn it and apply it in a,
absolutely,
in a greater way.
It's the vision of Peacewise to be helping people experience and share the promise of blessed are the peacemakers, because we genuinely believe there is great blessing in peacemaking.
Well, good on you, mate, you and your team. And November 1, there is a workshop, a seminar. It's Everyday Peacemaker, Mayfield Baptist Church. We'll put links in our socials, and there'll be stuff in our emails as well to open it up to you. Your family could be great for spouse, and anyone and everyone. It'll help you. Don't worry about that. You'll come away with tools that will help you for life, creating peace and disrupting conflict.
Absolutely. I love that idea, disrupting conflict.
Bless you, mate. Been great having you on the program.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.